The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. This is, we call it hour two. Traditionally, it follows hour one. There's no guarantee.
Does it precede hour three?
We don't do 3 hours on this program. I'm not like Dennis Prager. You know, I just do 2 hours and then I take a nap. So, Dennis, we're talking about some really interesting things. And you talked about how, I mean, you're making this distinction between, you're saying that in Judaism, it's about what one does. You're making it sound, and I'm not, and I don't know whether I agree with you or to what extent I agree with you. I'm trying to figure this out. That's why it's fun to have this conversation. That,
by the way, I'm not sure how much I agree with me. I know this sounds bizarre.
No, I know what you mean.
I am
we're working this through. Yeah.
Because I so respect Christians,
yeah.
And I so respect logic, and I so respect the Torah, and I so respect Jesus. I'm trying to work this out.
Right.
All I'm describing is my own evolution
right. To
realizing that the preoccupation, there's greater preoccupation among serious Christians with sinful thought
right. Than
I believe there is among serious Jews.
Okay, but let me say this. I don't know that preoccupation is correct.
Oh,
in other words...
Oh, that's big.
Well, that's why I'm having this conversation with you, because it seems to me that one can be guilty of over-focusing. Luther's a classic example of this. He became obsessed with his own thoughts and was not able to rest in the love of God. And his father confessor von Staupitz, you know, wanted to smack him in the head effectively and say, listen, you numbskull, God loves you. And you're obsessing that I had this negative thought or that negative thought. And it was rarely, if ever, sexual. It was kind of like, you know, a feeling of pride. Oh, I prayed for 4 hours and pride crept in. I had religious pride that I'm superior to my brothers who didn't pray for 4 hours or whatever. And von Staupitz was increasingly frustrated with Luther because Luther couldn't get out of this loop that every thought is I'm guilty for every thought. I'm guilty for every thought. And it's kind of a funny thing because it's a sort of an exaggeration or a parody of what God's looking for. God wants us to be responsible in our thoughts. He doesn't want us to be walking around with overweening pride, thinking, you know, I'm now surely a Jew would agree that if somebody's walking around thinking I'm the greatest thing that ever lived, there's something wrong with that. God doesn't bless
that.
Well,
okay, so I'll challenge that. This is a very interesting and totally logical question. We attribute the 5 books of Moses to Moses. And yet there is a line in those books, and Moses was the most humble man on earth. So let's say either Moses wrote it or Moses didn't write it. Let's say Moses wrote it and God dictated it to him. In no matter what it is, that's a pretty prideful thing to say, I am the most humble man on earth.
Not if God said it.
Okay, fine. Even if God... Even if God said it, you're right.
If I say I'm 7 feet tall,
yeah.
You wouldn't say, like, well, you don't need to brag about
right.
it. You'd be like, no,
okay.
I could be bragging about it, or I could be simply stating a fact.
That's right. Okay, I agree with you. Therefore, you said if a guy walks around thinking I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, okay, But my answer to you is, I don't give a damn if a guy thinks that. I only care how he acts towards people. If you act like you're better than the girl who, the lady who cleaned your room, you're an a-hole. You are a sinner.
But isn't that what we're talking about?
No, you're talking about thoughts. I'm talking about deeds. I don't care if you think you're the greatest thing who ever was born. I couldn't care less. I care how you treat people. That's all I care about.
But you don't think that's going to affect
you? No, no. That's the difference. I don't find the connection between thought and deed nearly as direct as most Christians do. And my proof is the left. They all have good intentions and do evil.
Well, in their minds, they have good intentions.
Well, that's all that thoughts are in your minds. There's no, well, what, there's no thought that's,
I mean,
not in the mind.
It's not in the Bible, but, you know, the phrase, the path to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes, exactly. Therefore, intentions don't mean a damn thing. What you do is what matters on this planet. In the next world, maybe it will only matter how you think. In this world, so many people are scummy. So many people cheat and rob and maliciously malign people. All I care about is that they be good. I think most religious people are bored by the word good.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Most religious people.
I heard you. most religious people are bored by the word
that's
good.
Right.
That's something that's very true. And that is why, unless you have, I mean, this was C.S. Lewis's challenge, in a sense. How do you depict goodness? Goodness ought to be something heroic and beautiful and extraordinary. We've kind of made it sound like being good just means don't do
you
bad
don't do
stuff.
Hit and run.
You don't
do
bad
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, right.
And you realize, well, that's boring. Any nebbish, to use
right.
a Greek
it's
word.
It's very hard to be a good person.
Could avoid.
Right. It's very hard to be a good person. It just is. If it were easy to be a good person, the world would be a very nice place.
Okay,
it's filled with evil.
But I feel like I've lost the thread somehow. So we were talking about...
Thoughts again. And I'm just saying I'm preoccupied with how you act. You would said that if the guy walks around thinking he's the greatest thing who ever was born, I don't really care if he thinks that. I only care how he treats people. It's so hard to treat people well that I'm not going to also demand that you're a saintly person in your thoughts. I don't care what you are in your thoughts. That's my argument here.
I find this fascinating because there's so many levels. Like, I want to kind of pull out. I want to pull these threads because there's a lot here. I know what you're saying, right? And I don't find myself disagreeing with it. But it strikes me that when the scripture says, you know, in the story of David, God looks on the heart. What does it mean?
I don't know. All I can tell you this, and it doesn't really help. Because
but I mean, that to me is
heart,
at the heart of this conversation.
Yeah. So God
looks on the heart. What does that mean?
Okay. God looks on the heart. I don't know what it means exactly. To be honest, it's fair. It's a very fair question, and that's why I said I'm thinking this through.
And so
but,
am I.
But,
I'm being
okay,
honest.
Yes.
I'm
so
not pretending
no, you are,
I know
which is
answer.
Why it's a joy to talk to you. But first of all, in biblical Hebrew, the heart is the mind, not the seat of emotions.
Well, I know.
The seat of emotions is the kidneys, interestingly.
Right.
It is. But so, yes, God, I don't know what it, I can't answer it. Taking one verse, which applied in one instance, it doesn't say, and I'm pretty aware of the Old Testament, you better watch what you're... You can't be guided by your heart. That's the great biblical argument. We can't be guided by our hearts.
Here's what I think part of the Christian understanding of this concept is that, let's say, it's like a kid who is doing good things not because he loves his parents, but because he's trying to manipulate them, right? So on the one hand, yes, he's doing some good things, but in his heart, he hates them, and he's trying to manipulate them. He actually hates them. So it becomes a little complicated.
Well, it does become complicated. I agree with you. But my argument is we're told to love God, we're told to love the stranger, we're told to love our neighbor, but we're not told to love our parents.
I'm trying to manipulate somebody. In other words, let's say I write a check to an organization, right?
Yes. And
why did I do that?
Yes.
I did that not because I give a darn about the people suffering from leukemia or whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
But because I wanted to get my name. I wanted to impress somebody or something like that.
Okay.
You realize that that's interesting. It's at least complicated.
So it's a very complicated question. So here is what a rabbi recently told me. A Chabad rabbi, and I have great veneration. Chabad are the Orthodox rabbis, the bearded rabbis who have these Chabad houses all over the world. They light Hanukkah menorahs all over.
This has happened again. This is a cliffhanger. One more segment with the great Dennis Prager. Don't go away. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of iconic American brands selling us out to appease radical leftists. But it's not just beer and sneakers. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option didn't exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by people trying to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S, or call them 978-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Metaxas, spelled M-E-T-A-X-A-S. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a...
Folks, I'm talking to Dennis Prager, and Dennis, this is just, it's a delightful conversation because it's freewheeling.
Well, you're one of the few people that... welcomes it.
Well, okay.
No, I love you, and I love talking with you.
Thank you. Well, I love talking to you, too. That's why we're here.
Right, exactly. So let me continue the point. You were talking about the guy who only gives to a hospital, let's say, because he wants his name emblazoned, not because he cares about the sick.
Right.
So a guy, a Chabad rabbi, told me just recently, we were talking about this, because I bounce these ideas off everybody I find.
Right.
And he said, you know, a man gave my Chabad house $250,000, which is a pretty big donation. That, you know, my Chabad place, and he said, but I want it to be anonymous. And the rabbi told me that he said to the man, please don't make it anonymous. I want people to see who is doing the good things to make our work possible. So, let's say, back to your thing, I've thought about that exact example. Guy gives money to a cancer clinic because he wants his name on the building. If I have cancer, I bless that guy's ego, because I wouldn't have treatment if that guy didn't have that ego. What do I care what motivated him? My mother is getting cancer treatment thanks to the guy who wants his name emblazoned.
Thanks to that jerk.
Fine.
This is fascinating. This is why I like talking to you, because it's this is like a rabbinic Socratic conversation.
That's right. Yes, yes.
So
You're the rabbi and I'm Socrates.
I think what part of where Christians are coming from also is this idea that, and this is where they would criticize anyone, not just Jews, right? Anyone who is trying to earn their way to heaven, the problem that the Christian would have is that they would say, listen, there is an infinite distance between you and God. So if you understand how much God loves you, if you actually understand how much he loves you, you want to love him back by doing good things. But if you are actually trying to earn your way into heaven, it's a fool's errand. You can never do enough good. Ultimately, it is
why
God.
Why do you say that? That's your belief. That's not my belief.
Well, I'm not saying it's your belief. I'm saying that's the Christian belief.
Okay, fair enough.
The Christian belief is that there's an infinite gulf between us and God, and that ultimately it is God who has to reach down to us, and that he in his mercy desires to reach down to us and to draw us to himself. So the idea that somebody says, well, you know what, I've got a moral plan, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to give this money to this, I'm going to do this, I'm gonna do this, and I'm going to get into heaven, that person could in their mind be hating God, manipulating God, working the system just to get what they want, which is, I don't want to go to hell.
Well, why can't you say the same thing about faith? The only reason I really have faith is because I'm manipulating God to get into heaven.
The only reason I have faith is because
yeah.
I'm manipulating
God. Why can't you make that charge about deeds? Why can't I make that charge about faith? I saw billboards in the South, faith is an insurance policy.
Well, that's pathetic. That's wrong.
Okay. Well, wait.
They're making a point.
Okay. So you admit you can use faith to manipulate God to get into heaven.
Well, of
and
course.
Of course you could. Okay. So it's not worth noting. What about the person who believes God wants me to do good, and the more good I do, the more likely I am to get into heaven? Why does that bother you?
When the question, I guess, is one's view of God, right? In other words, if you have contempt for God, but you feel like, well, that's just the situation. God is God. I hate him, but I guess I got to do this stuff to go to heaven. I don't think you can please God with that attitude. In other words, I just don't believe it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're giving me an extreme example.
We're supposed to love
the
Lord our God.
Okay, I love God, and I'm doing what he wants me to do.
But when the Bible talks about loving God, I don't know exactly
when
what
you
it
love
says
God,
in the Old
yes,
Testament.
In the Old Testament, the way to love God is to keep his commandments.
Okay.
That is the only way to love God.
If you love God
and don't keep his commandments, you don't love God.
Right. Right. But is it not possible to keep God's commandments and hate God?
Look, everything in life is possible. I will tell you, I wrote an essay 25 years ago that the most difficult law in the Torah for me is to love God with all my heart and all my soul.
Right.
I still find it difficult.
Right.
After Auschwitz, after Gulag, I find it hard to love God.
Right.
But I try as hard as I can every day to do what God wants me to do, like
right.
treat everybody I know as created in God's image, spread the word of the Bible to
right.
as many human beings as possible. That's my life. But I can't say to you that I'm in love with God. I'm not. I have annoyance with him as much as I have love with him.
That sounds a little bit like Abraham.
It sounds like a what?
Like Abraham or Job. I mean, there's great precedent.
Okay. Yes,
in
I think there is. Yes,
right.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to kind of tease out here. We just got moments left, but is the idea that if I'm assuming that when we're in the presence of God, we will want to weep for joy. We will be in the presence of the one who is truth and goodness, that there's something beautiful. And so if we know who he is, if we know, I mean, the Christian would say what he has done for me. Now, that's not just sending his son to die on the cross. That's kind of the major example, right? The central theological example. But the point is that that's who he is. In his being is love. Greeks would say agape love, selfless love, would do anything for me. That's who he is. The perfect, ultimate parent loves me. So if I simply think of him as a system to be manipulated and I say, well, I got to do this and this, I got to do these things.
But you know what?
What a jerk. I hate him, but I guess I got to do it.
Well, first of all, I never met anybody who thought God is a jerk and obeyed his laws. So when I said that I have annoyance with God, it is because I'm a human being and there is so much unjust suffering and God made a world where unjust suffering is inevitable. Therefore, as a human being, I am annoyed. God was put on trial by Orthodox Jews in Auschwitz. It's a very famous story. Right. Elie Wiesel said he saw it.
Right, right.
And they found God guilty. And then they did the afternoon prayer. That is a Jewish attitude. And that's why I say my mind is free. That's why I love Judaism. It keeps my mind free. I'm allowed to say, I'm annoyed with you, God. Nevertheless, I am going to do exactly what you want me to do. That's not manipulative.
No, but see, this is what I find beautiful. You say, nevertheless, I'm going to do exactly what you do, which proves that even though you're annoyed, you're a faithful, obedient
servant
of God.
That's right. That's my point. Yes.
And that's the question. If you have a kid...
That's not manipulative.
If you have a kid that at the end of the day does... the right thing, but again, I mean,
annoyed with his parents. I think every human being is annoyed with his parents. I never met a human being who had no ambivalence toward a parent. Never met one. And yet, that's the law. You honor your father and mother, right, even if you're annoyed with them.
Right.
That's a perfect example of what I'm saying.
I love this. This is fun. I'd like to do a Socrates in the City and talk about this with you.
Yeah, we should.
Because,
I agree with you
because it's just so valuable.
That's right. It's just so valuable.
And also, because you mentioned this a few times already, but very few people are kind of willing to, you know, they kind of have this hidebound theology, and they're really afraid to kind of explore.
That's right.
Because it scares them a little
bit. That's right.
So we've just got a minute left.
I would beg your readers to read my Rational Bible. There are 5,000 reviews, most are by Christians, and it said it strengthened their faith. If people... understand the first 5 books, it's a big, big boost to their faith.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So, as we just have a minute left, so what's the shortest, quickest question I can ask you?
When is the next Socrates in the City?
Yeah, no, we have to talk about that because we did one in Seattle with Michael Medved. We do them around the country, and I've long wanted to do one with you. So maybe we'll leave it there. That we'll pursue this because I love having this kind of conversation.
Well, let me tell everybody
it
on your show,
joy.
Eric Metaxas is a rare man. I'm now tempting your sense of pride, and I don't give a damn.
I'm all puffed up.
He is a special, courageous man.
It means everything coming from you, my friend. So, Dennis, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being willing to have this kind of a conversation on this program. We love you, and to be continued. All right.
I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com. And click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Surprise, I'm talking to the comedian J.P. Sears. J.P. Sears, you look like you're in your parents' attic. Is everything okay?
Life is falling apart right now. This is actually my parents' basement. So,
I'm sorry.
Success. I can't.
I know. You're smoking weed in the basement playing video games. It's really sad. But we joke because you're a comedian. I'm actually here to talk to you about something really serious. The film that we've been talking about on this program and trying to promote, The Real Anthony Fauci, is a film, is a book by RFK Jr. The Real Anthony Fauci movie is now out. You have a small part. It's a documentary because you talk about some of the really sick issues. You even though you're doing comedy, you know, you're doing social commentary in the comedy. So what's your connection to The Real Anthony Fauci movie?
Yeah, first off, I'm a huge fan of the movie, the message. I love truth. And the movie, in my opinion, it masterfully and entertainingly exposes a lot of truth that so many of us during the last few years who have looked at what's going on, you know, we hear messages from the leaders or industry, and we think something about that feels off. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s absolute best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci, it was adapted into a documentary format. I'm a big fan because I'm a big fan of truth, and it's a message that there's probably some people out there with their own interests that don't want the message out. But I think the more people are aware of what's going on, what we're not being told, ultimately, the more empowered we are.
Well, listen, you know, you say there are probably some people out there, blah, blah, blah. It's almost funny. There are not only some people out there, there are some very, very powerful people with a ton of money and a ton of power who want to crush freedom in America and the West. They are pushing disinformation by calling the truth disinformation. And what I love about the film, which I have seen, as I mentioned, is it connects the dots. It shows you who Anthony Fauci is, because we were all, President Trump included, fooled into thinking that this is some, you know, above the fray scientific figure we can trust. And it turns out that he is, he was probably involved in creating the virus. In other words, the gain of function thing that he was involved, he was working with China. Most people, you know, we've heard a little bit about this, but this is gruesome. This is nightmare stuff, that people with that kind of power, you know, working ostensibly as Americans, doing things that are wrong, and then trying to cover it up. So the film, The Real Anthony Fauci Movie, lets us see behind the curtain. And again, this is Robert Kennedy Jr., folks. Okay. This is the son of RFK. This is a guy who, you know, he might not be where I am politically and a lot of stuff, but when you are speaking truth on issues that concern everybody,
where I don't really care if your last name is Kennedy or Nixon or like, I don't care. This guy has been amazingly brave. And in writing the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, he lays it out, but it's magnificent that he's made the film because a lot of people won't read the book, but the film, I've seen the film, I mentioned it, and it just lays it all out. So it's exciting to me, and I'm glad that they got you involved.
Yeah, well, I'm honored to be involved because the film, it's probably the most monumental piece I've seen in my lifetime, because right now we're living at the most challenging time, at least in my lifetime. And Eric, as you mentioned, I agree. I see attempts to erode the freedoms that Americans have. And one time I was having dinner with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and he said, where we're at now with freedoms being eroded, where they want to go, this is the hill to die on. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's way harder to regain freedoms once they're completely lost. That's what the founding fathers back in 1776 had to do. We have it easier. We're still so blessed to have our freedoms intact, even though he's been trying to chip away at them. And with the erosion of freedoms, there's a quote I love that really summarizes it for me. Quote is, you can't get out of a jail you don't know you're in. We've been in a jail of freedom erosion. And this film, the in-depth work that Kennedy has done to expose what's going on, it helps illuminate so we can see the jail that we actually have been in through corrupt leaders, corrupt industries, industries that have captured government agencies that work for their agenda, their profit, not the best interest of the people. So that's why I consider it the most powerful piece that I've seen in my lifetime, because it empowers people. We can see the jail we've been in. And of course, the film not only does it, you know, give you the underside of Fauci's history. And
actually, listen, I, you know what, we have to end this segment now. We'll have you on for a few minutes, either Friday or next week. Folks, it's therealanthonyfaucimovie.com, therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. You can see it free from May 23rd for 10 days. You do the math. It's free at therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. J.P. Sears, thank you.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. I don't know about you, but I consider it exciting news for some of you. You'll know who you are when I phrase it. We are doing a campaign to raise money to free actual slaves. This is in the Sudan. And most of you by far who listen to this program have not yet participated. I am not kidding when I say I think this is an amazing opportunity to do something palpable, tangible. It's very rare that you can see a direct response, because we all, you know, we're all in a battle in this world. There's evil going on. It's very rare that something is teed up for us so that we can say, I know I did something beautiful and true and good. And CSI, Christian Solidarity International, that's the organization that we have worked with over the years. They amazingly have all kinds of connections in Africa. They've been doing this for a long time, and they've made it possible to free people who are currently enslaved, literally enslaved, with all of the horrors that go along with that. Okay. So we can talk about this, we can think about this, we can pray about this, but it's very rare that we would be able to do something about it that's tangible. And I know that most of the folks who listen to this program have not yet participated. And I'm telling you, we have a week left. I'm also telling you, it doesn't matter what you give. That's between you and God. But I want everyone to participate. And overwhelmingly, most of the folks listening have not participated. And I'm telling you, it is very rare in life that you get something teed up for you that is this simple. CSI is tremendously reputable. They know how actually to do this. They're not working toward this. They know how to do it, and they're doing it. All they need is for us to help them do it. So $250 is the number to free a slave and to set them up in a life of freedom. But we're not asking you to give that amount. We're asking you to participate however you can. That is the ask. So if it's $10, you want to give $5 a month, it really doesn't matter. The point is to get everyone to participate. So the way to do that, of course, is to go to metaxastalk.com. The banner is right there. There's a phone number. I'll give it to you in a moment. I will also say that if you can give $250, that would be amazing. And I will throw this out there again. My time is really valuable. But if there's anybody out there who wants to give a $10,000 gift to this magnificent, glorious cause, I would be delighted to connect with you, spend an evening with you, have dinner together. I just throw that out there in case there's somebody that wants to give to a great cause. I want to thank you personally. But it's my delight right now also to have someone who has worked with CSI to talk to me about what is going on. So I want to bring on right now Todd Chapman. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Always love being with you. And first of all, I just want to offer just CSI's heartfelt thanks to the Eric Metaxas listeners. I was looking at the impact that your generosity and compassion has had. Just over the last 6 months, enough money has been given to CSI by Eric Metaxas listeners to free nearly 1,200 of these Sudanese slaves. And that's absolutely remarkable. I mean, wow. You have transformed so many lives.
It's hard to believe, Todd. This is the challenge for us. I mean, those of us who live in the West, who live in America, we cannot really comprehend the suffering and the evil that's in the world. And that's why I want to challenge people and say, folks, it's very rare that you get to do something this extraordinary. This is a very big deal. This is real. And if you go to metaxastalk.com and follow the link, you can do that. But part of the challenge, Todd, is for people to understand, this is real. It's not just some other charity. It's not something that this is an actual thing right now. And, you know, you have been involved for quite a while with CSI. What do you say to people who it's almost like a mythical thing when we're talking about slavery? It's hard for people to imagine that this has been going on for decades in Africa, in Sudan, and that you guys at CSI have been involved. It's a very complex thing even to get involved, but you've gotten involved to the point where all you need is listeners to this show to help.
Yeah. You know, I think it is hard for Americans, I think, to wrap their mind around the whole concept of freedom and even religious persecution, because frankly, we live such an incredibly sheltered and blessed life here in America. We're free to go to church whenever we want. We can worship in whatever form or fashion that we want. But in other parts of the world, that's just not the case. And particularly for Christians, religious persecution is alive and well. People are being killed. Churches are being burned. People have been historically enslaved, continue to be put into bondage, oftentimes because of their religious beliefs. And that's the battle that CSI has been fighting now for 30 years in various countries throughout Africa and the Middle East. But we can't do it without your generous support. So I would just invite you to just take a quiet moment and really contemplate the blessing that the many blessings that we have here in America, because I think it's easy for us to overlook those at times, but we are so incredibly blessed. We're free. That's a massive word, free, that we, you know, bandy about so frivolously sometimes, but it's priceless. And it's also a beautiful opportunity, I think, for the body of Christ here in America to, out of gratitude for that freedom that we enjoy, to take an opportunity just to redeploy some of what God has blessed you with and make sure that Christians in other parts of the world are delivered from the persecution that they are enduring.
We are blessed. I want to say this is biblical. We are blessed to be a blessing, folks. You need to understand, okay, if you believe in the God of the scripture, whatever you've been given by God, your freedom, your finances, your job, your health, your energy to work, whatever it is, the Lord's given it to you so that you can use it to bless others. Now, how you do that, that's up to you. But the idea that we get to do that is extraordinary. I want to beg you folks, please take advantage of this. Go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. If you want to call, the number is 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Please take advantage of this.
And we won't stop short till we get there together, together.
Folks, I continue talking with Todd Chapman, who's with the CSI, Christian Solidarity International, enabling us to participate in freeing slaves in Sudan. It's just an amazing thing. Now, Todd, let me ask you, clarify, because there's some people think like, oh, I don't want to help the slave trade by giving money because that makes slaves more valuable. Explain how that's not the case. And I want to be clear about that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the slaves that we're freeing in Sudan, they've actually been, they were taken captive. Many of them, most of them women and children, they were taken captive when they were children. Now, decades later, they're women. They've had children in captivity, but they were taken during a time of religious strife in that country. All of that has ended. The act of taking of slavery has been abolished years ago. But when that happened, what didn't happen was there was no provision made in that legislation, in those negotiations, to actually free the more than 100,000 people that had been taken captive. And so those are the people that CSI has been working to free in the intervening years. And every year we're able to free, thanks to generous folks like you, upwards of 1,500 slaves who have, again, spent decades living just absolutely horrendous lives in captivity. I mean, they're beaten, they're abused, they're forced to convert from Christianity to Islam, rape, all sorts of unspeakable abuse. They've had children in captivity. But every year we identify, we negotiate the freedom for these slaves. No cash is involved. Many of these slave owners are actually cattle ranchers, and we're able to barter a cattle vaccine that they desperately need in exchange for these for freeing these slaves. And then we bring them back from North Sudan to South Sudan. There's a great reunion celebration, big feast, dancing, music, all the beautiful things. Whenever possible, we reunite them with their family, get them back to their home village. It really is a big homecoming. But Eric, you're right. I mean, this is not an ongoing problem in Sudan. We're just trying to free people that again have been held captive now for decades. And we've freed more than 100,000 people, but there's tens of thousands more. And so your generous gift right now will allow us to free even more of these precious people.
And to put it negatively, if you give nothing, they will stay enslaved. So this is an opportunity, folks. There's a finite number of human beings currently enslaved. CSI has made it possible to free them now. There's not a ongoing slave trade. So the number is finite. We can get it down to zero. You who are listening can get this down to zero. So the key is to get everyone who listens to this program to participate. Folks, I want to say it again. It doesn't matter what you give. As long as you give something, it adds up. So I want to invite you, go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. You can do whatever you like, but this is a magnificent opportunity. We've just got days left in the campaign. If you haven't done it, there's still an opportunity to do this. Next month, we're not talking about this. So I'm just begging you to get serious today. If you'd like to call, some of you can do that more easily. The number is 888, obviously toll free, 888-253-3522, 3522, 888-253-3522. There are folks out there who can give a lot of money, can free a lot of slaves. I want to encourage you, whoever you are, wherever you are, at whatever level you're able to participate, this is a sacred opportunity. It does not get clearer and simpler than this opportunity. CSI has teed it up, but we need you to step up. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com or call the number 888-253-3522. And Todd Chapman, thank you for what you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.